fucking Redskins. How are we gonna?
And once more, incredible kudos to that man right there, Jay Gruden.
I'm not ready yet.
Welcome to the Buccaneers Observer Podcast. This is Rob Phillips.
We'll be back in a moment.
And I'm Molly Bay.
The game just ended. This is our immediate reaction.
Immediate? Like, the game wasn't even finished yet. And Ralph was shoving a microphone in my face. I haven't even really had time to digest it.
You're lucky it was just a microphone.
Super. Oh, my God. So depressing.
Well, that's it for this team. Who's going to be our new head coach? And what players are going to be gone?
Fuck, man.
Horrible game. Gosh. Depressing. We should have won this. I mean, this was a give-me game. We have a $50 million defensive line, and we couldn't beat their second-string offensive line. That right there was the key to the game. We had to get pressure on Alex Smith, make him throw bad passes. We couldn't even do that.
Well, at least Adrian Peterson wasn't popping off a lot of yards on us.
Yeah, the big ones. True. Yeah. Well, there's that.
There's that.
And there's also that we threw 480 yards offense in this game and only scored 3 points. That's an NFL record, according to the stat geeks on the television. Because I did not come up with that off the top of my head.
Man.
480 yards and 3 points. We turned the ball over five times? Four times.
Four, I think.
Three of them in a red zone. Well, all of them were in a red zone, I think. I think we threw over, we turned over one in our red zone. So.
Well, this is, I think, what the problem with Jameis is that he's always trying to force plays and then he makes turnovers. He makes mistakes. Bad pass. You know, he's just trying to, instead of living to the next down, he's trying to make a play right then.
Yeah.
And that's when he made a lot of mistakes. And that's kind of how I feel about the red zone offense, is that we're so worried about getting it into the end zone, we forget about just picking up the first down.
Yeah.
And we make mistakes, and, you know, we make mistakes that way, and we keep getting picked off there. We're trying to force it.
I am so depressed.
I know.
I thought, that's it. That's our season. Well, I mean, we can't make the playoffs unless we won out and everybody in our division and conference sucked it up from here on out. I mean, still mathematically it's possible, but no. We're done. Season's over.
I think you could see the players give up.
Yeah, they were all on the sidelines, just despondent. Ugh. We had this. This was a give me game. You couldn't get more of a give me game. Their offensive line was devastated. Our defensive line is stacked.
Yeah.
We have the best offense in the league. They couldn't stop us, except
we stopped ourselves.
Except two turnovers. It doesn't mean much if you can march down the field and then you just give it up to the other team. So apparently it's not just Jameis.
Right. That's clear.
Is he going to be here next year? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to be here next year. I don't think Fitzpatrick's going to be here. I don't think McCoy's going to be here. I don't think Brate is going to be here. I don't think...
Did you say DeSean Jackson?
DeSean Jackson, he's not going to be here. No. New coach is going to come in. He's going to want his own players. Rodgers is gone.
Yeah. Peyton Barber, maybe.
Donovan Smith is gone.
He had a crappy
game today. And I hear it is, I've been talking about the past two games, the offensive line has been doing great. Man, Fitzpatrick was under pressure all dang day again. But Catanzaro might stay.
Oh, good Lord. He's gone tomorrow.
Yeah, he's gone tomorrow. Missed two.
It wouldn't have made a difference score-wise. I guess we would have been down a touchdown.
Yeah, if you look at the end score and you just add it up, that would have been another 6 points. But it would have changed the flow of the game.
Probably.
You know?
Those are pretty demoralizing.
Yeah.
What was the first one, like a 33-yard?
Yeah, it was an extra point. Well, he's already missed 4 extra points this year.
No,
so
it was an extra point. We didn't even score
I know,
a
but it was extra point distance.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Eesh.
Dang.
You know, our defense held them to no three and outs until the second half. I mean, to no
they didn't
third down conversions.
Okay.
until the second half. We had 480 yards and our, what the?
How do you lose like that?
We're just bad.
You think so?
We're just a bad team. And you know what? I'm going to say this, and I've been saying it. You know, us fans have a responsibility to this. You know, they were playing in a stadium of Redskins fans.
Yeah, to be at home and be able to hear the Redskins chants across the field.
Yes, we're watching it on live TV, and if y'all didn't hear it, they were chanting the Redskins chant, and you can hear it on live TV at the Buccaneer Stadium. The Buccaneer Stadium didn't even look half full.
No.
We gave up on this team before they did.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 3-4 weeks of them talking about how the season's over. Since before we fired Mike Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to stop doing that. You know, we got to go out there and support the team just like we want them to fight when they're losing.
And they did for a long time. I think 2 games ago. I don't think last week they really, against Carolina, had the same ump.
Yeah.
And then this one, they totally lost it.
Yeah, we're going to see them next week and see how they show up, if they've just totally quit or not. You never know with teams.
We're playing the Giants.
I know this might be a win for the Giants. Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. Next week will really be the test. Oh, I think we said that last week, too, and that this week was going to be the test.
Yeah, this was a test, and we failed. We're gone. We're done. That's it. End of our season, guys.
And we don't say this lightly. I think we've been the last to really hold out hope. I'm sure there are other fans that were holding out hope. There's a small contingent of us.
Well, what's going on? I mean, we pay JPP all this money. Where was he at today? Did you hear him?
No.
Yeah.
He almost got to Alex Smith and he hesitated.
We paid Jensen, highest paid center in the league.
Oh, God. And he bungled that snap.
Bungled the snap. This has been going on with Tampa forever. You know, we get these free agents that come here, collect a paycheck, and don't perform.
Yeah. We have a long list of those. Darrell Revis, Carl Nix. Who else we got in there?
Johnson from Cincinnati.
Oh, God, defensive end. He was so bad.
The Ghost.
Oh, my gosh. That was horrible.
Chris Baker from Washington last year.
God, there's so many of them.
Yeah, Light needs to go.
You think so?
Yeah. He's the one making those decisions. And look at our draft picks. I mean, we're getting good draft picks, but, you know, we got O.J. Howard. And O.J. Howard. Did I say O.J. Howard?
Really? That's our only good draft pick? We got Winston.
Did I say O.J. Howard?
Shit, man.
Free agency signings have been a bust. Draft picks have been a bust. Yeah, that's it. New team. Completely from top to bottom again. Here we go, guys.
Crap.
And you know what really sucks is I got to learn all these numbers and names again.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
I was just now getting to not call him 31-31. Say, hey, that's Whitehead.
Yeah.
33, Carlton Davis. Hey, that's not 33, that's Davis. Now I got to learn all these new guys again. And then we got, if they suck next year, we got to go, well, you know, we're building the team again.
Oh, God.
So then it's going to be another year of sucking after that. Then you start going, well, if next year they don't do good.
Crap.
I don't even know any coaches that we can get. Don't know
well,
one.
Well, Joe Buck was talking about Bruce Arians. But Bruce Arians said he'd only come out of retirement for Cleveland.
And have you never heard a politician say, I'm not running for president? And then they run for president.
Why would he only go for the Cleveland job? That is like the worst job.
The challenge.
I think the second worst job is the Bucks head coach.
Hey, we might be the first worst now.
Yeah, because at least the Browns have a rookie quarterback.
That looks like he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, that he's serviceable.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well.
Surprisingly, I didn't drink at all today.
You didn't?
I didn't. Damn. It's a hell of a thing to endure sober. Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Did Nasib ever come back?
Yeah, he came back.
Okay. Not that it matters. He's probably gone, too.
Yeah. His arm looked jacked.
It was just hanging there.
It was just hanging there. How do you come back on the field after that? It's like in a sling.
How about that punch out on Rodgers?
Oh.
That's like, that ball went like 20 yards.
God, that was demoralizing. That was bad. And you saw it on Jaquizz's face.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't necessarily his fault. I mean, yeah, you got to protect him for it and everything. But that was just a good play on Redskins' part. A little bit of luck involved, but still.
And I think now that we have a reputation for being so bad with the turnover margin that people are coming after us.
Yeah.
So our confidence with respect to turnovers is at an all-time low. So our opponents come in and they're just like, yeah, we can get a crap load of turnovers on these guys. And then, you know, they make us make mistakes. We beat ourselves in that way.
Yeah, it's the don't think of a polar bear philosophy. You know?
Right.
You know, if we're preaching, don't fumble, don't turn the ball over, don't turn the ball over. All they're thinking out there is turnover, turnover, turnover.
Yeah.
Other teams are going, these guys turn it over a lot. Let's get some turnovers.
Let's watch for this. Dang. The Redskins are not even a good team.
No, they're not. And they were really crippled today.
And they didn't even look that good today.
No, I don't think they did crap on offense.
No.
We just lost this game.
Even Adrian Peterson was pretty tame.
We are a bad team because we're not getting beat by good teams. We're beating ourselves against bad teams.
Yeah. I think that's true. I mean, what is it? What can it be? There's got to be something there.
We need to fire the head coach, the owners. Destroy the stadium.
The water boy. Oh, yeah, just nuke the whole thing.
The whole city, all the fans across the nation.
Rebuild. We're in a rebuilding year.
So we're going to rebuild the fan base.
Oh, my God.
The buildings, everything. Maybe they should move it out of Tampa.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
Eventually, it becomes... You know, blame can't go, but so far, you blame the players, and you blame the coaches, and you can blame general manager, and then you can blame the owners. What's after that?
Right.
The fans, the city.
The weather. It's hot.
Yeah, no, you go fans, the city, and then you go God. God just doesn't like us.
I think we're there. I think we're there.
We just skipped the whole fan and city part.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Here we go. So... You got any ideas besides Bruce Arians for head coach out there? How about kicker? We got to get a kicker next week.
They've already brought some in a few weeks ago, so I think they probably had somebody. I think they've probably decided on a kicker.
I think just to be total trolls, we should bring in a high school kicker. Oh, preferably a girl.
Couldn't be worse than Aguayo.
Just...
Or Chandler, he's right pretty bad too.
You know, Light should have been fired for that move.
Oh my God, who does that?
I mean, that's putting your neck out there, but he failed. So, you know, the axe should have come down. That's the whole thing about putting your neck out there. That's the...
Don't they get like one boneheaded decision? That was probably it.
Yeah. I think he's done more than one, but...
Probably, but that takes the cake for sure.
Yeah, that should have been off with his head. All right. Horrible game, guys. We were totally wrong in our predictions up and down the board.
I know.
No turnovers for the Buccaneers. They got all the turnovers we said we were going to get. We didn't even come close to scoring 42 points.
Oh, my gosh.
No sacks. I said 5. I was confident.
I think we have 1.
Yeah, it was split between Vea and...
Nasib.
Nasib? I call him Nasib.
I know. I think that's wrong.
I think it is, too. But I like saying it that way. Nasib. And Cutter got a penalty at the end of the game for throwing a challenge flag. This team is just, they're done.
That was definitely a desperation move there. He knew better.
He didn't, but it hurt either way.
Yeah. Can't believe this again.
The one thing we had going for us is that we could put up some points, and we always came back in the fourth quarter at the second half of the game. We couldn't even do that this game. This was at home. Damn. I'd be despondent, though, playing a home game and having the majority of people being Redskins fans.
There aren't even that many Redskins fans. Like, it's not like they're Pittsburgh fans. Like, Pittsburgh fans are everywhere.
Yeah.
That is not the Redskins. I mean, they're probably a mid-market team, but only because Northern Virginia is so populous.
It could have been the Buffalo Bills playing, and I think there would have been more Bills fans.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I need to put up a screenshot of the stadium during the game just to show how bad it was. The club level was almost totally empty.
Yeah.
The nosebleeds were empty.
Dang, man. I'll tell you, though, that's the nicest stadium.
It is a nice stadium.
I've never been to another stadium.
I was going to say, what you had to compare it to.
Well, you know, I've been to the Northern Virginia area. I can tell you probably what the Redskins stadium looks like.
Oh, you know what? Screw the Redskins.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything today.
Damn it.
I heard Swearingen's name a lot. Heard Mason Foster's name a couple times.
Yeah. Good job, Lovey. Now we're back to blaming past coaches. It's like presidents. Every president blames the regime before him.
I can't believe you didn't drink anything, man. I'm like, I know. Barely standing. Y'all should see that picture she posted of me on Twitter.
I look back literally, and Ralph is in a corner with his bathrobe over his head.
And I wasn't even thinking. It wasn't until she started laughing that I realized, man, what am I doing? I'm standing here with a bathrobe over my head.
It was after that Fitz interception in the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, are we going to play Jameis from here on out? I think yes. Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, if he gets injured, we owe him $22 million. Oh. So they might just be like, screw it. Well, let's see third stringer. What's his name?
Ryan Griffin.
I want to see Ryan. Put Ryan Griffin in. Because we're not keeping Jameis, and we're not keeping Fitz. I hope we don't keep Fitz. If we keep Fitz, that's saying our next year is going to suck, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not like he was playing. What Fitzmagic was tragic today.
Nowhere to be seen. Dang it.
He wasn't a magician today. He was like a sideshow dude. No, he was just like a homeless guy sitting on the corner of the road with a sign. He didn't even perform any tricks. The only tricks he performed was watch me turn it over.
Yeah. None of them looked like they wanted to be there. None of them looked like they were trying to make plays.
Yeah. What happened at the beginning of the season? You know, our defense would do a big play. They'd do a little dance and stuff. I haven't seen a choreography. It's because they haven't done anything.
Probably 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Dang.
I don't know. Peyton Barber might stay. Donovan Smith is gone. Benenog's gone. Dotson's probably going to leave. He's probably done with this. I would be.
Is he old? Will he retire?
Yeah, he's been here since 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Him and McCoy are the only ones left from the Raheem era.
Really?
Yeah.
And then do we keep McCoy?
No, he's gone.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is his contract up next year?
I think so.
Huh. I don't know. I think they'll want him to retire a buck.
Yeah, owners really love him.
Yeah.
And he's a good rep for the team. So.
But
I guess it's going to depend on if he retires or if he wants to test the free agent. Because we're not going to pay him the money he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to build a whole new team.
Yeah, that's true. Is his contract up this year?
I think so.
Is that what it is?
But
do you keep everybody else on the defensive line?
Nah, most of them are gone. Bo Allen's probably gone.
JPP.
I don't know. We might keep him.
They should keep him.
Yeah.
It'd be dumb to get rid of him. Who do we get for GM?
I have not a clue. I don't even know who's going to be available.
I know.
I can't think of a single NFL coach that I would want other than the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, Schwartz.
Yeah.
He is good. He's a defensive-minded coach. He did pretty good with Detroit, too.
Yeah. I think they were just inconsistent, right?
Yeah, well, they lost a bit. And
offensively, you know, they didn't get where they wanted to be, I think.
Molly's been looking up stats on coaches trying to figure out if they get better after the first 3 or 4 years. And usually if they don't do good in the first 3 or 4 years, if they have a losing record, they get fired.
They're gone.
They're gone.
So it's like if you're under 500.
Yeah.
Pretty much all.
Schwartz was under 500.
Yeah. Pretty much all the coaches that have been at their teams longer than 3 years, every single one of them, except for Jay Gruden, has a record.
You mean the guy that just beat us?
Yes. He doesn't. He didn't follow the rule, but everyone else is, if they've been with their team longer than 3 years, then their record, their first 3 years, was above 500.
Wow.
So they had a winning record their first 3 years, and that was the key.
Yeah, so Cutter's gone, but
yeah,
we helped Gruden out with his statistics there.
Yeah, he's been there 5 years, and he's under 500. So I don't know why he's staying. It might be like a
just
Jason Garrett, Jerry Jones situation, where the ownership just likes that coach, so yeah, they keep it. I got nothing to say.
I got plenty to drink, though. So
I'm all right. Go through your notes. Let's go through your notes.
I did. We don't
all
hit on
them?
Everything. Yeah.
Dang.
Washington even used their timeouts halfway through the fourth quarter. They were all gone.
They had no timeouts.
They had no timeouts. I mean, they were a crippled team. They came in crippled. They played stupid. And their coach did all kinds of dumb stuff, calling timeouts all over the place. They didn't have any timeouts in the first. Mike Evans dropped a pass in his hands, bounced off his hands in the end zone.
There were a couple bad passes that he, there was one, at least one that he tipped in the air, should have been picked
right,
off.
Yeah, yeah. Defense is like, we practice tip drills around here. You
right.
shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. It's just a bonehead. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we're just, turnovers are in our head. And so we're making dumb decisions like that.
Mm. Donovan Smith is gone for sure. There's no, absolutely no way. He had two decent games this year. I thought he was straightening up. This game was a disaster for him. He just got whooped. I think that's the only prediction I got right. And I didn't even predict anything there. I just said, well, you need to watch Kerrigan on Smith.
Yeah.
And he just beat him silly all day.
At least two sacks were on him.
Yeah,
right?
And caused that. He was the reason why Fitz fumbled on the 3 yard line. We were getting ready to make a touchdown.
Man, this would be the time when it would be helpful that we watched college football.
Maybe there's some hope in there.
Yeah,
let's pick a team so we can double our chances of being happy on the weekend.
What if we choose wrong? Then we're just going to be miserable.
Double miserable. Hey, it's a chance you take. What sports is all about, man.
Okay, guys, let us know who the New England of college teams are so we can pick them.
You know, here's some, here's a question I got for anybody out there listening. Who do you think would make a good head coach and a general manager? Let's get this conversation going. I really want to know. I want to hear some thoughts so I can look people up and most likely be wrong with the rest of you. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. If you want to get in touch with Molly, contact her at mollybay@buccaneersobserver.com. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me, ralph@buccaneersobserver.com. Go to our website, leave a comment. Our website is buccaneersobserver.com. And if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, we are located at Bucks_Observer. Until then.
I can't even say it. Go, Bucks.
Oh. Yeesh, it's gotten bad. Before we go, we just got a little bit of information. We just found out that Dirk Cutter had been calling plays during this game. This is coming to you from one of the beat writers, Rick Stroud, Roy Cummings.
I think it was in the press conference, the post-game press conference.
I think he's been calling plays since the Chicago game.
You think so?
Yep. We've talked about this.
Yeah. He said, I had my reasons.
Yeah. All right, we just wanted to throw that out there. So he's gone. Bye, Dirk.